Okay, I hope everyone had an inspiring and really special Yom Tov, whether you're here in Yeshiva or whether you're listening in America. This is the last Friday Shmuz in Yeshiva, although a few years ago, one of the Talmidim asked me to continue saying the Shmuz through the summer, and I said, you know, if one person would listen to it, first of all, if I myself would gain from it, so it's definitely worth it. So I usually do say a short shmooze, usually in my room somewhere, or in a local base medrash, and I just record it and I send it. So if you're interested, it'll be on there. I think this chusim, if I'm not mistaken, go to Eli Rubin from 2 years ago, who asked me to continue doing it, in order that people should get a little bit of chizuk even in the summertime. So the parasha starts out that Aaron HaKohen is commanded, Ba'alos Chas Haneros, Light and Eros, Madluk Mitzvah and Eros. And Rashi comments that why is this parsha of Aaron's commandment to light the menorah juxtaposed with parsha of Nasiim? So Rashi explains that Aaron had Chalisha Sadas, he felt a little bit weak, felt a little bit of a yearning and a longing to do something special, because the Nasiim got the spotlight at the dedication of the base of the Mishkan. And he wanted some sort of... HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I want to give you something special. And the Ramban asks, this seems to be very interesting. Pius, appeasement, very interesting. Aaron Cohen was involved in the Avodah of Tanai V'Neflim, the Avodah of Yom Kippur, so many aspects of the Avodah. Why Dafka, the menorah, was given as the appeasement for Aaron HaKohen, out of all the aspects, that all the different jobs and tafkidim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Aaron HaKohen. So to answer this question, I think you can look at the Medrash. The Medrash describes that the menorah represents the following idea. The Medrash tells us a story, a muscle, about a healthy person and a blind person who go on the way, and they finally reach the destination, the healthy person, the blind person. And the healthy person tells the blind person, please, light the candle so I can have light. And the blind person says, like, why? Well, you don't need my help to do that. And the blind person turns to the healthy person, Amala Pikach, Lote Machsik Litova, Shisim Lavcha Baderech. So you shouldn't hold back giving me thanks that I escorted you. Hey, Erli, light up the room for me, light up the candle. Kacha Pikach, Zer Kodesh Baruch, Zer Kodesh Baruch. The Kodesh Baruch Hu was the one who took us through the Midbar. He showed us the light. And the Suma, the blind person, is the Jewish people. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us that it's not enough that I took you through the Midbar, I brought you out of Mitzrayim and so on. Hashem holich lefneim yomam, right? Bamud Eish, Ba'anon, he's m'lava them, he escorted them. So Kodesh Baruch Hu turns to Moshe Rabbeinu v'amar lo, ta'iru li. You light it up. Kodesh Baruch wanted to give us the opportunity to sort of give back. Hakar Satov, that he took us through the Midbar, he watched over us, and then, well, how do we respond? We light up the light, we turn on the light, Kaviyachol, in his house in the Mishkan. So you see that out of all the aspects of Avodah that Aaron HaKohen was designated to do, there was something unique, something so special about Los Chos Haneros. It represented Hakar Satov. Look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, took us out of Mitzrayim, he watched over us in the Midbar, and now it's time to consecrate the Mishkan. Balos Chos Haneros is considered something so special. Why? Because the element of Hakaras HaTov, which is so important. So Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, Alino Shabbat, brings down a beautiful story about Rabbi Yaakov Ornstein. He's the Rosh Yeshiva of Misifta in London, who got hold of some sort of list, some sort of red list of Jews that were imprisoned in Russia, and he saw on the list the name Wiedenfeld, and Wiedenfeld was the name of his Rosh Yeshiva, the Chabina Rav. And he wasn't sure if it was the same, he wasn't sure if it was his Rav. He just knew the last name, but he figured, why not? So he decided he'd send him food packages on a regular basis to this guy named Wiedenfeld in Russia. And years later, he receives the following telegram. I was about to say fax, but in those days there were no faxes. A telegram. And this is the language of the telegram. Here we go. Telegram says, Hayom higati l'chaifa. Toda al hamazon shashalachta. signed Wiedenfeld. Right? Today I got to Haifa. He survived Russia. There's a war and so on. He came to Haifa that day. That day he sends a telegram to this to Rev Ornstein in London. Thank you for all the things you, that all the food you sent me, Wiedenfeld. Can you imagine a person escapes, survives, gets to the shores of Israel? The first thing he does is send a letter and a telegram saying thank you. Unbelievable. And Rav Ornstein, who's Rosh Yeshiva, always told all this story about the significance of a Karas HaTov. That's the whole tachlis of life, is to be Makir Tov to Rav Ornstein, and Makir Tov to our families, to our parents, to our Chaverim, to our Yeshiva. Rav Chatzal Levenstein speaks out that people think that there's two types of mitzvahs. There's big mitzvahs, like staying up all night and learning Shavuos, eating matzah on Pesach, Bris Milah, you know, there's a chiyuv karis if you don't do it right. Big mitzvahs and little mitzvahs, right? Rav Chatzal Levenstein says that you have to look at it a little bit differently. Because the big mitzvahs, you're always going to get excited about the big mitzvahs. But the small mitzvahs, that's where, I guess, to borrow, you know, a modern day term, that separates the boys from the men. Why? Why is it much more chashuv? Because through the small mitzvahs, what do you put into the, it's what you put into it. When you have a big mitzvah definition, you're always going to be up for it. You're always going to be excited about learning all night shavuos. You're always going to be excited about eating matzah. You're always going to be excited about kiyas shofar and so on and so forth. But this is small mitzvahs that usually, perhaps, leading to borrow a term from Rashi, shalom dosh ba'akeva, a person threshes with his heel. A person doesn't take so seriously. That's where you really separate the boys from the men, because you have to use your own ingenuity, your own internal way of getting excited about the mitzvah to really connect. And that's why even the small mitzvahs have a certain element of even much greater impact and influence on your life than perhaps a larger mitzvah. And Zilberstein quotes over here as well, when he counsels people, when people come to him with shalom bayis issues, and he says to them, so Nu, do you thank your spouse on a regular basis? Do you thank for every little thing? And the people say no. So he understands where the problem lies. Because a person could think, you're right, thanking somebody for every little thing is really oftentimes superfluous, it's redundant, it's not necessary, but no, on the contrary. If a person thanks for the little things, it creates a certain warmth between the people. And now, of course, you guys are starting to leave yeshiva, the overflowing of hakaras tov that one should have for his chaverim, for his roommates, for the guys that he came in here how many months ago, not even knowing, now they're good friends, and for your rabbeim that gave so much for you for the entire year, and for the yeshiva that gave you an entire year, and for your parents that sent you here, and for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who allowed you the opportunity, as we spoke about over Shavuos, the opportunity that so many don't get, the opportunity to be learning Torah in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim Eretz Kodesh. There's a medrash that says, "Mevakesh ato liros ha'shechina ba'olam hazeh." Somebody who wants to see the Shekhinah in this world, asok b'Torah b'Eretz Yisrael. Learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael. If you want to see the Shekhinah in this world, learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Wow, what a schus that you've all had for so many months. Unbelievable. Can we even start to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, start to thank our parents, start to thank the yeshiva, start to thank our chaverim around us? It's the little things that make big people. Rav Dessler also writes, I'm just going to quote it. Shem Ha'adam Hayyodeh is a nachas ruach yishal kodesh baruch mikol ta'os kintana shevaktanos. The smallest little thing. For Allah Ha'osah Hashvos Tachshivim. Person, if a person realized how great he can become and how great small things mean to kodesh baruch hu, he wouldn't be able to make these equations and figure out what's more valuable than what's more valuable. Ma kedai ma lo kedai is a mitzvah yosher chashuv is a pachos. And the idea is, he says, that when you think about a small mitzvah, the big mitzvahs, limudat Torah, of course, and so on, they always come. They come, they go. But the small mitzvahs, if a person involves himself in small mitzvahs, he's basically going to be surrounded with mitzvahs 24 hours a day. He'll be involved in that. Because if you're always looking for the small detailed mitzvahs, you'll always find something. You'll always find a way to be makir tov, a way to give shalom to your friend, be nice to your friend, and so on and so forth. Chazal also speak about the idea that in Parshas Kitzetze, which is talking about Melchemes Mitzvah, right over there discusses the Mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. So the Chizkuni and the Eben Ezra point out that Dafka, when you think about the big mitzvahs, the conquering Eretz Yisrael, Melchemes Mitzvah, even over there, we throw in a small mitzvah, like a seemingly small mitzvah, like a Hashavas Aveda, because to show us that there is no such thing as big and small. Every single mitzvah has a way to impact our lives. And I think what I want to focus on, just as a message to take with us for the summer, for Ben Azmanim, for life, on top of the importance of our Karas HaTov, is this idea of these small mitzvahs. There's always little things to grab. They say over there, right, the Gemara speaks about the idea. It's the famous story about the stipler, that he was waiting to get into a yeshiva, I think Navardic, and he went somewhere else. He went to an adjacent base medrash, and he was learning over the Gemara, Chatuf Yatil, Chatuf Yachil. Life is like a chasana. You have to grab and eat, grab and eat. To grab every mitzvah, and sometimes there are big mitzvahs around, sometimes there are small mitzvahs around. You have to grab every mitzvah. And I think the biggest lesson we can take from here is the following idea, is that when a person leaves the walls of the yeshiva, Dar Amos Shehalacha, he's outside in the world. He's outside in the world, and there's so many different distractions, so many opportunities for falling a little bit. But if a person spends his day focused on mitzvahs, now I'm not talking about, you have to, ideally, if you can learn all day, that's great. Most people can. There's always errands to do. There's always things to do. But if a person can focus on the Bein Adam Chavero and the Bein Adam Makom throughout the day, throughout his day, throughout his summer, throughout his life, When you're working, and you're following the halachas of Choshen Mishpat, and you're being nice to your coworkers. And if you're in school, you're being nice to professors, and you're nice to your classmates. When you're at home, you're being extra nice to your parents, extra nice to your siblings, super helpful. You know, I'm not sure if it's relevant to anybody here, but it's known that if a person, let's say his parents are giving him a hard time, shun up at, and so as an example. And he comes home and his midos are so exemplary. And the way he talks to his parents, the way he stands up for them, for example, and the way he's mechabed them, the way he thanks them for everything, it's almost, I don't want to say for sure, but it will have a definite impact on their mindset. Should I let my son come back Shabbat? Should I not let my son come back Shabbat? If they see that you become this so gentle, warm, caring, sensitive, outstanding human being, they're going to say, wow, this is what yeshiva can do. I want to send my son for more of that. That's just an example. I'm not sure if that works in everybody's case, but in general, you can be a walking Kiddush Hashem. So, just to recap, the idea that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what? I want to give Aaron, I want to appease him, I want to make him feel what's due to him. I'm going to give him the mitzvah of lighting the menorah, because the menorah represents Hakaras Tov. And Hakaras Tov is such a central point in Jewish life that a person, we can go back to the whole, we can go back to the times we were born. What are we doing here? The only reason why we're here is because of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And the idea that it's time to always, as Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, we know that that when he came to save the daughters of Yisro, and they asked, and the daughters of Yisro said, thank you, who are you, what are you? And he said, it's Mitzri. So the Midrash explains, Moshe Rabbeinu explained that the only reason why he was there to help the daughters of Yisro was because the Ish Mitzri killed the Jewish person, and he had to kill the Mitzri, and since he killed the Mitzri, he had to run away, etc. The idea is, you deflect everything, it's not about you, it's about other people. It's about ultimately leading back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't get anywhere without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the idea, if we have that kind of focus in our Karas HaTov, we have the kind of focus and we're careful, and our thought process is always involved in where can I chop a mitzvah here, where can I chop a mitzvah there. Always focusing on the small details, specifically in our Karas HaTov, to the Bona Shalom, to our parents and our family. Then, Be'ezus Hashem, we'll be surrounded by mitzvahs 24 hours a day. We'll be able to not just survive the summer months out of yeshiva, but also thrive. Be'ezus Hashem, and our entire life, Be'ezus Hashem, until 120, will be filled with Avodas Hashem 24 hours a day. Good job.